This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The city of Dallas made history this month as the first Texas city to get state recognition for its LGBTQ neighborhood. An official historical marker was installed in front of JR's Bar and Grill in Oaklawn. Evie Lou Pridgen is the president of the Dallas Way. It's a nonprofit that requested the recognition. Evie Lou Pridgen, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why was Oaklawn chosen for this historical marker?
Well, Oaklawn has traditionally been the area of Dallas where gays and lesbians, LGBTQ community has gathered. And Cedar Springs and Throckmorton, that's the crossroads. That's where social activities and political and medical health issues, it all started there.
What's the hope for this historical marker?
Oh, I want generations in the future to look at it and know that a community existed, that we came together, we loved each other, we fought hard, and we asked for things, we got things we needed, we healed, and we fought amongst ourselves, and the men and women joined together rather than apart, and we made a difference in the world.
A lot of people in Dallas know that Oaklawn is, you know, the center for gays and lesbians in North Texas. But how did it become that way?
Well, it started with a bar, and people wonder why many people in the LGBT community go to bars. Well, that's the one place where you can go and be gay and not be judged for that. And so that was sort of the reason for the bars. And they began to crop up, particularly along Cedar Springs, but elsewhere in Oaklawn. And then a shop opened, and then a record store opened, and then a restaurant opened. So it was just suddenly this whole community came together, and it was all gay related. I mean, certainly straight people could go there and buy things, certainly, but it was more targeted toward the gay and lesbian community.
Club Reno was apparently one of the first gay clubs in Texas, and
yes,
it opened, I think, in Dallas in the late 1940s.
Yes.
The club seemed to be way ahead of its time.
Very, very way ahead of its time. People had to be very careful going there, and once the police learned about it, you know, there were police raids, and so there were plans. If they had lookouts, so if, you know, something was coming down, the people in the club could say, okay, stop dancing, or, you know, the back door's this way, or you can go out this window.
What was it like living through the AIDS crisis in Dallas in the 80s? And how much or how little progress do you think we've made since then?
We literally would see, I would see a client 1 week, and the next week he was gone. And I was going to funerals sometimes, you know, two in a day, at least 3 or 4 a week. It was horrible. I mean, I don't have a word for it. I don't wish for people today to have to go through that again. I would not wish that on anyone. But at the same time, I think people need to understand that there were police raids, there were, you know, beatings, and then because of AIDS, there were people dying. And people in our community now, the younger people, they didn't see that. They weren't part of that. They didn't feel it like people in my generation do. And so I guess my fear is that they'll take it too lightly, and they won't protect themselves.
Evie Lou Pridgen is the president of the Dallas Way. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.